to stop a few minutes early.
Okay, hold on. Let me get straight. Okay, shkach. Okay, so Moshe. Who's the kitzur right here? Okay. Okay, so we on this. We decided we're going to try sugya b'yichud, and we introduced last week that there's a couple levels in this yichud. This is Avram Lezer. You want to turn the air, the things behind you, the controls. So the Isser Yichud, we said that there's three levels. The Isser Deraisa of Yichud is one man with one woman, and she's an Erva to you. What is an Erva? An Erva is either any relative, except for a mother, maybe a sister in certain cases, grandmother, but any other Erva, sister-in-law, aunt, whatever, is Isser Yichud Deraisa, or a Nida, which nowadays every Pnuya basically is an Isser Nida. So the Isser Yichud of one with one is Deraisa. The Isser of Yichud on a Pnuya, which would be anyone that's not an Erva, so that is Dirabbanan, when it's one-on-one. Also, any Arayas, if it's one man with two women, even though the Mishnah says that it's mut, that it's Aser, but that would only be Midirabbanan. And then we said with a Goy, he's a third level, there was a Takana later in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there's a Takana that came in even after Dovra Melech. So Dovra Melech was Mechadish, the middle level. Now, what's the difference if we said it's deraisa derabanan? So we said that a man, lamashal, how much are you choishish for certain things? So a person, let's say, that medically is not capable of bia, so could be we said we can make on these things. There are different examples where we said that there's other shailas. For example, we said that there's going to be a shaila, which I want to talk about more this week, is one man with three women. So one man with two women is a mishnah. It's also. So a person is and we'll see this case that we're talking about, but a person's in his office at night and there's two secretaries there. So, or in the evening, let's say, if you're at night, but just whatever it is, when there's no one else around, so even though there's two people there, it's still also. So one man with two women is a Mishnah, which is on page one of the booklet. Loi yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. So you don't need to know much to figure that out. It's right there, and a man is also to do yichud with two nashim. The problem is, what about three? It doesn't say. Is there a difference between two and three? So why is it that one man with two women is aser? So, and why would there be a difference between one and three? So, basically, Rashi is shita is that three is mutter. And essentially, because the idea is that he can convince one to be quiet, but once it's already three, maybe it's not, it's already considered public, so he can't convince the other one to stop, and he's not going to be able to convince the other one to be quiet. So therefore, there's already more of a shmira. So the steer to this Mishnah on page one is the Mishnah on page three. Because you go to page three, so there's another Mishnah there. It says Kol she'asakav im hanashim. Lo yisyachid im hanashim. Somebody that has asik with women. So let's give a few examples. Who's somebody that has asik with women? Someone that has asik with women is, let's say, someone that owns a jewelry store.
Therapist.
What?
Therapist.
Well, therapists. Let me start with that. But the police can say it has to be someone that not only also deals with women, it's that primarily his business is with women. So you could say anybody deals with men and women, right? A person owns a store, so sometimes men come shopping, sometimes women come shopping, right?
Ladies store.
But it has to be something that it's particularly for women. So he's iskoy im hanashim. So someone that's iskoy im hanashim, unbelievable idea in the poiskim. Someone that's iskoy im hanashim, the poiskim say, he's so much. It's not just that we're concerned that he has a good relationship with these women, and therefore maybe he's more comfortable with them, and we're more choishish that something will happen. It's that he's more comfortable with women in general, and therefore with any woman we're concerned that something may happen. So this man, according to Rashi, lost his heter of three women. And as normally, one man is also with two, like the Mishnah before. But one man with three is mutter. But if this guy is an iskay, im hanashim, then it's also even with three. Okay? Rabbi Yashiv says, a man that has a doesn't create gedarim, let's put it like that, with the relationship with his secretary, would be considered iskoy manoshim, and it would be aser to do yichud even with three people, with three
anoshim.
I don't know what it means. Okay, but if he I didn't want to be too machmir. So, in other words, if a person. Right, no, if a person doesn't, just because he has a secret doesn't mean it's iskei manoshim. It could be very business-like, and it's not really, there's a strong formality there. So therefore, maybe that's different. But if a person is hamish over there, and so then it would be aser, and then it could be that if he's the only man in the office, and there's multiple women in the office, even three, four, it would be aser. What? And this, in there's no limit. What?
So it could be a Beis Avos merchant. I mean, it sounds like Shlomo Magna, though, with because the Iskoy Hanashim means that he's comfortable dealing with women in general. The fact that he is very close with the secretary doesn't mean that he's comfortable in general with women. He's comfortable with a specific woman.
I mean, Baal Misrad. Hamasik Bikidois, Bimisrado, Venotza, Kesher, Beno, Levin Hanashim, Dino Kimish Iskoy Hanashim.
What it means is it's a typical scenario nowadays. We have all the time, we have one man working in an office with six women.
Six women as secretary is a different story.
I mean, we're talking about general secretary. He said there,
he's an office that he has people working with him or for him.
It's a kind of business. You run a word processing company. Most of the women,
right? And it could be in many companies today, right? I had this great idea to start a graphic design company, and everyone in the office is women.
You run the financial office in yeshiva. Right? You have one man running in and out, and then you have 15 women.
That's
a real problem.
Right. Okay. This is why I have him sit next to me. This is a spokesperson. So this is the way Rashi learned the Mishnah, because there's a steer here. Let's just go back. Rashi says the Mishnah says on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Kol she'asakav yimanoshim le'isachin yimanoshim. When you look, Kol she'asakav yimanoshim, the Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis in Kedushin said anybody's not allowed to be misyachin yimanoshim. What's this chiddush of Misha Iskoy yimanoshim? Iskoy yimanoshim means he's more comfortable. So Rashi says the chiddush is here even three is aser. Now, the problem is that the Rambam can't learn like that, because the Rambam holds that three nashim is aser mitzad the first Mishnah. When the Mishnah says lo yisachar adam im shtei nashim, it was lav davka shtayim. According to the Rambam, it meant three already. Everyone's aser, three, four, and the Sfaradim go like that. We don't go like that, Ashkenazim, but Sfaradim go like that. So,
make a difference if the two, three, or four women are all Erebus?
No. We'll see one heter on that. So what is it talking about? So there's another pshat of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about a new heter. The Mishnah is talking about a chiddush is, if you look in Tosfos here, it's a little hard to read, it came out a little bit funny, but the Tosfos on page 3, so it says, lo yisachit im hanoshim. So Tosfos says, pirish bakuntris, vafilu im noshim harbei. That's how Rashi learned. The kasha leharam, the amr leel, anoshim mi bifnim, anoshim mi bechutz. He asks a kasha. So if you look at the two lines later, it says lachem mirali, three lines in to the bottom of the Tosfos. Lo yisyachid im anoshim. You know what the chiddush is? Afilu ishtoi imoy the sharin an leel the kivad avi roichel ikach shasha tvei. So let's explain the Tosfos. Tosfos is introducing a new concept called ishtoi imoy. Yichud, even if you say, let's say, it's aser to misyachid, one man with two women, if one of those women is his wife, then it's not aser. Why? Because, thank you, why? Because ishtoy misham rasay. If he's with his wife, then we're not concerned anymore that there's going to be yichud, that anything will happen with the other woman that's there. So there's this concept of ishtoy misham rasay. So even though the Mishnah said before, one man with two women is aser, if one of the two is his wife, that's mutter. Now, Zok Tosfos, a person, and huadin, one with three women, one with four, it doesn't make a difference. If his wife is there, it's motus. Zok Tosfos, a person who is iskoy im hanoshim, the chumra is, not like Rashi, the chumra is three. The chumra is that even ishtem isham rasay doesn't help. So it means this guy, he runs his office, he does whatever he does, what he does according to Eliashib, whatever. Then even if his wife's in the office, it's aser. Pella. This is Shitas HaToisus. What? This is the Chumrah of the Mishnah, according to Toisus, that even Ishtay Misham Rasai does not help.
Is there a star behind that? I mean, because the week before we said that's okay, so two women is no good, three women is fine, but it's going awesome, so he's more comfortable with women, so even three women is no good. But here it's okay, so, you know, 50 women is no good, but his wife is there, so he's not going to do anything. Now he's also going to Russia, now he doesn't care that his wife is there.
Yeah.
Maybe the point is he can't control himself. Either that, or maybe the pshat
is... It doesn't work out. It's also
could be the pshat is that he doesn't even view it as like such a big like chiddush. So it's one thing leads to the other. I mean, he loses the sense of gedder. So pshat is he'll...
We're holding that a person with 100 women doesn't have gedder either. Right? But now he's also doing it. You know, now he's also
going to
put if his wife is there,
it's a whole different moment. So there's obviously a chumra in this guy that he's obviously more rugged to it. He's less sensitive. He's much less sensitive to it. He's much more open to whatever's going to end up happening. And the Mela, he doesn't protect himself. So therefore, he doesn't care. Well, the word's going to get out because there's 99 people watching this story. Okay, right. So this is the chumra according to Taiz. We'll have to see how we pass it. Now, there's one other example where Ishtay Misham Rasai doesn't help. So what we're saying right now is that Ishtay Misham Rasai, according to Tosfos, does not help when it's Iskay HaNashim. Pashtus also, if it's with a person who's Liboy Gaspa. Okay. Another case, we're going to have to see, of Ishtay Misham Rasai, that it doesn't help. That's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's not in the booklet, unfortunately. But the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that you're not allowed to be misachah with a guy. A woman, a Jewish woman, cannot be misachah with a guy. So, for the Gemara, she can't be misachah with a yid either. Well, what's this chiddush? You can't make yichud with a guy. What are we talking about? So the Gemara says that the chiddush of this you can't be misachah with a guy is you can't be misachah with a guy even if the guy's wife is with him. So a Jewish woman cannot be with a Goyish man even if his wife is with him. Now there the logic is, the Rashi says on the Gemara, is because she doesn't care to stop him from being Mizana because she also may want to be Mizana, wants her turn, so she doesn't want him to stop her. So therefore, they don't care and they have this, you know, unspoken agreement that like, everyone, you know, do what you gotta do, whatever. So therefore, with a non-Jewish man, and a Jewish woman is usher, even if the non-Jewish man's wife is with him. Where this came up, I remember a crazy case. Halacha l'maisa. This was a case l'maisa. I remember chavrusa or something in Lakewood. Anyway, the case was that his wife, or this Jewish woman was like a therapist. She would work with little children, and she would work. She's like a physical therapist. She would work with children, and she would go to people's homes to work with the small children. So she would work with the child, and the parents of the child were in the house. Now the child's 2 years old, so the child's not in the cheshbon of the yichud over here. So she's working with the child, moving his arms back and forth, whatever. And then you know the husband, the father of this boy, or her client or patient, is there. But so is the wife. The couple is there. So it turns out that it's yichud. Because you're going into this guy's house, and there's yichud, the Jewish woman, the therapist, is being siyached with the non-Jewish man, and even though his wife is there, it doesn't help. So that's Mamash's halacha, and we pass him that way.
He's Osek and Menashe, according to
Tosfos. Oh, this is a guy. We're not talking
about
that.
It was a Jew, or also.
It's also, correct.
Like, she has to say, like, I can come to your house and do it. Just is your husband
Osek and Menashe? Okay, maybe we have a Cheskes Kashas on Yidden. You know. What type of business does your husband run?
So it's not necessarily how many
there. Yeah.
It's kosher or not kosher.
What?
Either these people are kosher or they're not kosher people. But not necessarily goy or not a goy.
I'm not going around apostling every year. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm just saying is this was the case of Achol Ma'isa. The only way that they ended up being mater that case is, yeah, but it's in the middle of who knows where. Yeah, she had to have a body camera on her, and her husband could log into the camera whenever he wants.
This is probably home health.
No, 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 it wasn't, because you can only see her face. It wouldn't be able to see the patient. Yeah. No, they were not.
Reverse GoPro.
Yeah, yeah, no. So the that was addressed as well in the answer. But
you can't have sound either.
No, there's no sound. No sound. No sound. Sound is not necessary. It's not needed. So this was that was a halacha l'maisa case of this. So ishtem esham rasay helps to create, ishtem esham rasay works, but by a goy it doesn't work, and by ishta, and we'll see how we paskin, you know, you have the other shaila of if it works for a person who is iskoy im hanashim. Okay? So let's try to focus on this, because these halachas get quite confusing. So now we're talking about one man and two women. And all the cases that one man with multiple people is an aser. What was mentioned was, what if someone teaches in a girl's school, right? So what's his status? I don't think it's he's not Hamish, so I don't know. I don't think it creates this issue necessarily, but the it may, whatever.
Why does it have to be Hamish if it's...
No, because it's what we said. That's why I threw in that one.
Is that saying that you're not this girl in Asher, but you have... But that's what,
right?
You're saying that if a person is...
If a person makes his gedar, that's why I said that.
No, but that was in the case where he's not...
His lotion is, noitzar kesher beino levein anashim. He's...
So, yeah. It's a kula, you're saying. Is that he...
It's a kula on that chumrah, right.
He's an OB, but it's not considered iskoy menashim because he does gedar?
No. That's a real iskoy menashim. But I'm saying, if a person, this type of chiddush that Rabbi Yashav was saying, that anyone that has an office, that's he's around women all day, but if he's not dealing with them in a hamish way, it could be different. So you know, let's see the Shulchan Aruch a little bit and see how we pass about this issue. And then if we have time, we'll get to the other way around, which is what about one woman with two men? Okay? But this so far is about the one man with two women. So let's... In the booklet, I think it's on page 17. Okay, so it's on page 18, actually. No, it's even on page 19.
Is the therapist's halacha compliance her responsibility or her boss's responsibility? Like, if she works for a Jewish company, all this yichud that occurred before this, is it her problem or the boss's problem? Meaning, is he responsible for coming up with a system to make her halacha compliant, or is it on her?
She can't go in there.
She has to ask the shaila, okay. I would think, because he doesn't know what's going on, and maybe he has a non-Jewish therapist, maybe he has Jewish patients, maybe there's a lot of different things going on. She knows her schedule, she knows what she's doing, you know. So, okay, so there's a page missing here. That's why I couldn't find it. I'll read it to you, and then I'll tell you where it picks up. It says like this. It says, in Siv Gimel, V'chol Isha, V'chol isha she'asa l'isyachid ima. Okay, then it continues here on the top of page 19. Emaisa ishta imai, if his wife was with him, ha'reza mutar l'isyachid mipnei she'ishta misham rasai. So that's what halacha we said, that ishta misham rasai by a Jewish man, then he's allowed to do yichud whoever it is. So he's there with his, you know, other women, his wife is there, it's mutar. But a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man, that's also, even if ishtimah and mefurish halacha, there's no nothing on it. It's clear halacha. That's the halacha l'maisa. Okay? Now, in Sif Hei, he says, I don't want to go out of order for what we did. So now, Let's just continue. Sif hey. Lo tisyachet isha achas afilu im anoshim harbe achetir ishta shel echemen sham. We'll get back to that. But then it says v'chein lo yisyachet ish echad afilu im noshim harbe. So this is what I said to the Rambam, that in general ish echad is aser im noshim harbe. That's the Mechaber passing as the Rambam. If you turn the page on page 21, so then the Ramah says the yesh matirim, which is what I said Rashi. Yesh matirim ish echad im noshim harbe. Im ein iskoi im hanoshim. As long as iskoi is not with the noshim. So machlok is machaber the Ramah. If a regular person is on the with two people, iskoi im hanoshim is going to be a machlokas. Now, he doesn't bring down the chumrah of Tosfos that if ishta imoi won't help for this. So in other words, if you have a person who's iskri manashim, and we said he's also to be misachin with many women, if one of them is his wife, kipshuta, that's going to be mutter, even according to him. We're not going to, it doesn't sound like he brings down that chumrah. Okay? So it's a chumrah of Tosfos. Now, he does bring down, I see in this sefer, some said it's a chosheva thing to be machmer on that, but we're not necessarily machmer on that. Now, let's go to the opposite case for a minute. Okay, so halach l'maisa, most cases with a Jewish person, that's why your case is not so shchiach, because even though Tosfos was machmer on that, but if it's a Jewish, let's say the therapist would have been a Jewish person, even if it's iskri im anoshim, the husband, he has a, interior design company, okay, so all of his workers are women, it wouldn't matter because Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down that chumrah. So as long as she's there, the therapist is there, and the husband is Jewish, but the wife is there of that man, then it would be mutter. Okay? So we could be maker on that dinner, Ish Mishamrasa, even Ishri Imanasha. Let's go to one other Indian. Okay? The Indian is the opposite. What about one woman with two men? So you would tell me, look, you started off the shir telling me it's a Mefurisha Mishnah. So let's go back to that Mishnah. And it's also a Mefurisha Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Go back to the first page one on the Mishnah. Aval Isha Achas, the second line of the Mishnah. We did the first line of the Mishnah. Second line of the Mishnah. Aval Isha Achas Misyachedesim Shnei Anoshim. Isha Achas Misyachedesim Shnei Anoshim. One woman is allowed to do Yichud with two men. So that's Mutar. So what? Hold on. So keep your finger here. Then go to what we just read on page 19. The loy tisyach isha achas afilu im anoshim harbe. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the Mefurish Mishnah. So what's going on? How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin not like the Mefurish Mishnah? The Ramah says, by the way, it's a Mishnah. The Ramah says, Yeshem and isha achas is misyach. So what's going on? What's going on is that there's a Gemara later. The Gemara later says that this is only true. If you look at the bottom of the page, on page 1, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Leishanu Ela B'Ksherim, Aval B'Prutzim, Afilu Be'asar Nami Loi. This, that one woman. Again, we're switching topics now. We're going to one woman with two men. Till now we were talking about one man with two women, now we're talking about one woman with two men. So, the two men is Mutter, but if the two men are Prutzim, then even one man, even one woman with two men is also, because the priests don't care.
Priests and then all bets are off. Two women, 100 women.
Well, I don't know about 100. Hold on, relax. What's that one? So one man with two women, one man with two women, no, one woman with two men is also. Why? Because the priests don't care. So why is he embarrassed? He doesn't care. The guy that's next to him also doesn't care. So if the priests him, then even two won't help. Okay, but still, why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin like that? Who's reading Shulchan Aruch? Only Prutzim are reading Shulchan Aruch? Prutzim, Shulchan Aruch says, one woman is not allowed to misach with two men. So Zok the Magen Mishnah, this is the Rambam, and the Rambam is coming from a Gemara later on the next page. If you look on page Aleph Amud Aleph, page 2, so there's a Gemara there. The Gemara says, it is by the period, which is six lines down from the bottom. Rav and Rabbi Yehuda have a ka'azli b'orcha. Rav and Rabbi Yehuda were going on the way. Have a ka'azli hay itzakamayim. There's a woman with them. Amalei Rav and Rabbi Yehuda, dal karach mekamei gehenim. Let's get out of here because gehenim is following us. In other words, there's yichud here and this is not a good place to be. Amalev hamahu damer b'ksherim shaper damer. I thought that it's okay. Two men with one woman is fine. We're two men, one woman. We're ksherim. So what's the problem? Amalev miyemad b'ksherim. Whoa, the Mishnah says ksherim. How do you know it means us? Maybe ksherim is dafka like Rab Chanina and Bar Papi. Rab Chanina Bar Papi, like the Gadol Hadar. So that means that who's saying this? Rav and Rav Yehuda are saying, I'm not sure if we hit the threshold of ksherim. So Zokter Rambam, if Rav and Rav Yehuda are not sure that they hit the threshold of ksherim, so for sure anyone reading the Rambam also does not reach the threshold of ksherim, and anyone reading the Shulchan Aruch also does not reach the threshold of ksherim. So you hear what's going on over here? That we're talking about prutzim, does not mean, you know, prutzim that we would think. It means basically
everybody, and anyone's
not a malach. Right? Anyone's not a malach, essentially that's what it means. So the Rambam passes like that. Min hastam, he doesn't tell us why, but that's why. He says anyone's going to be called prutzim. Now, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says that this Gemara was an anivus. It was like an anivus. He didn't really mean it. It's an anivus, look. And therefore, it was an extra chumrah. Because anything to do with the rayas or machmer, but it was an extra chumrah. It's not the ikra halacha. And therefore, we don't pass like that. Zazak the Ramah. And, however, if it is really prutzim, that means one woman with two men is a problem. So now, what is prutzim? Even according to the Ramah, according to the Rambam, everyone's prutzim. But according to the Ramah, what's prutzim? So prutzim is what we said before, iskri manashim. Prutzim is anybody, so that's not prutzim, but prutzim is basically anybody that doesn't have a certain level of being uncomfortable about this whole subject. So the Rav Vosner says, you were machaven to this last day, I saw it inside now. Rav Vosner writes in the tshuva that anybody that bekvius watches movies or television is considered prutzim. So he writes, because anything goes, basically. They're not, nothing's like out of bounds anymore. So memela, that's already called prutzim, and therefore one person, even two men together with one woman will be aser. That's what he says. Now, the question we have to deal with is that, what about what you said? What about two men and two women, if they're prutzim? Two prutzim men and two women. This is also so three and three is already considered not yichud. Because yichud sounds like seclusion. Yichud sounds like one-on-one. All these adding people doesn't sound like yichud anymore. So three and three is already not yichud. But kapshuta the Rambam holds two people with two men and two women. If the men are prutzim, even two and two is a problem. On that, kipshuta, we say, if one of them is his wife, maybe that would be okay. Maybe that would be a case that it's mutter, okay? So to Chazar, we split it up into two parts. There's two women with one man. So Rashi Shita is that mutter, that's how we paskin. But if it's Ishtay Manashim, then that's aser. But if it's three, it's mutter. If it's Ishtay Manashim, even three is aser. And Tosfos adds to that chumrah that even ishta imay won't help, but we don't necessarily paskin like that. By a goy, ishta imay doesn't help at all. And the Rambam holds stamazay three women is also for sfarim. For Ashkenazim, three women is mutter unless it's iskay manashim. The other way around, if it's two women, then kipshuta is mutter. If it's two men, one woman, kipshuta it's mutter. The Rambam holds that for prutzim it's us and everyone's prutzim, and the Rambam says it has to be a real part. I have to go because I have a flight.